Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I'm just back from Cuba. I've been in Cuba on two other occasions in years past. And on this visit, I'm more encouraged than ever that normal relations are on the way. And just because President Obama has started the process doesn't mean that it's done. We need legislation to lift the embargo on trade. We have been able to sell grain and food and medicine to Cuba over the years, but nothing else. In 2008, under President Bush, our food exports hit $1 billion. They have been in a steady decline since then, with a low last year of $300 million. Cuba imports 80% of their food, costing $3 billion. They are importing rice from Vietnam. That's ridiculous. We have tons of rice for sale, and we're only 90 miles away. Financing is the next barrier that we need legislation to correct. Right now, according to the law, Cuba must pay cash in advance for whatever they buy from us. No credit. They should be able to work this out with our export companies. And without getting into details, we need legislation to open the trade door. Both ways, we sell to them, they sell to us. If we could legally do it, we would buy their tobacco and rum. Can't legally do it now, though. I was allowed to bring back $100 worth of cigars. I have so many friends that want a Cuban cigar. I didn't know I had that many friends. And here's a quick review of what I saw on the trip. Mike Espy, Bill Clinton, Secretary of Agriculture, and I were with the U.S. Agriculture Coalition for Cuba, which was made up of farm organizations, including Farm Bureau, corn, soybean, wheat, rice, on and on. Cargill Corporation provided a leading role in helping to organize the visit. We visited farms, tobacco, sugar, fruit, vegetables, dairy, beef. I saw some mother sows with 8 or 10 baby pigs that looked a lot like my own on my farm. We met with Cuban government officials. We visited a cooperative farm. The farmer did not own the land. It was state-owned. He farmed about 30 acres of crops, mostly vegetables, 20 acres for cattle grazing. They have to irrigate all of their crops, and they don't have the necessary pumps and equipment to get the job done. Their tractors are at least 50 years old. And in the country, on some farms, they're still using oxen to pull the plow. And let me just conclude to say that there are trade opportunities in Cuba. If we help them, they could become, over time, a good neighbor. They still need to reform their socialist, communist government. It has suffocated a country that has real possibilities. Their citizens are very nice. They're friendly, educated, and they deserve a better future. It's a win-win situation for both countries, and it's time to end the 50 wasted years of Cuba isolation. And I am John Block, back from Cuba.